This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every day, there's another college or university in this country announcing it's going to open up for the fall semester. Open up as in actual people on the actual campus, which is no small logistical and public health challenge. One place those schools might look to for ideas is China, where students have already started to return to class in person, obviously, at some schools. New York University's Shanghai campus is one of those schools. Summer session there started on Monday. And Marketplace's Jennifer Peck got a firsthand look at post-lockdown college life.
Hi. Hi. Ni hao. My name is Tao Si, and this is a minority and folk dance class.
The class starts with the warm-up. It's the first time Professor Tao is seeing students in person since the pandemic hit.
So exciting when I see them. I almost tear, like, ugh.
But to reopen this campus requires a lot of safety precautions, starting at the entrance. Only one set of doors in, another set out.
Because we don't want people colliding. It's all about social distancing.
That's Jeff Lehman, the vice chancellor of NYU Shanghai.
So this is actually a disinfectant mat here that you're walking on. This is supposed to take any germs off your feet. This gentleman here will look at your QR code.
The QR code he's talking about is like our health passport from the Shanghai government. We both have green-colored ones, means we're okay. We pass a fever check, then an automatic dispenser drops a glob of hand sanitizer on my palms. We disinfect our hands again in the elevator and again at the cafe.
I wish I'd bought stock in a hand sanitizer company because our school is really all in on hand sanitizer, absolutely everywhere.
Plenty of cleaning gels, but not many chairs. Most tables have just one, and they face the same direction to encourage social distancing. Student Amy DeSillis from North Carolina, a senior, says she's happy to be back on campus.
In one of my classes, I saw him walking down the hall. I'm like, oh my God, hi, it's so good to see you. Like, you've been here? Oh my gosh, like, let's get
lunch. Probably we're not that friendly to begin with.
Exactly. I'm like, you know, you were not someone that was on my radar before, but now you're going to be my best friend.
A lot of her friends are stuck overseas. Same for two-thirds of NYU's teaching staff. China has shut its borders to outsiders because of the pandemic.
Hey, beautiful, Patricia. 3, 2, 1, 很好.
So teachers like Professor Tao, who have returned to Shanghai, end up with classes where 4 students are in the dance studio and 3 more joined by video conferencing using Zoom. NYU calls this mixed-mode teaching, and it doesn't always go smoothly. During a dance routine, some of the home students are out of step with the rest of the class. Bad internet connection, says Professor Tao. NYU says so far it's spent heavily on things like extra internet bandwidth and broadcasting equipment. All things technical, even down to where to place a microphone, are handled by Library Director Zhu Xiaojing.
You can only have one mic because you have 2 mics. They interfere with each other. So how do you use the one microphone to capture both faculty and the student in the classroom?
The goal is to make courses just as lively for those joining online as for those sitting in the classroom. Because mixed-mode learning might be the new normal.
Patricia, close your legs and exhale down.
Even if every student in this dance class were to come back to Shanghai, under the school's social distancing rules, some would still have to join online. That is, until a vaccine is found. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.